Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, the opposite of weed is, for dream purposes, is melatonin. I dream so vividly on that crap. But by the way, it's a miracle drug. Somebody's going to tell me there's something wrong with melatonin eventually, right?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, I know. It's natural. I mean, I don't do it every night.
I think it is a hormone.
I drink the other nights to go to sleep.
That your body produces.
That's better.
Naturally.
I didn't know how tired I'd be last night. I got a pretty long nap. And then, of course, the weekends always take it out of me because I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
So, and the alcohol and everything like that. But, yeah, so I popped the melatonin last night. And I remembered the dream, a little bit of it. And I was going somewhere with a bunch of people. And we're dressed up. And I'm at a bar. And I'm, there's a girl, an attractive older woman beside me. By older, probably younger than me. And she said, and it was, you know, there was a great line in the original Arthur where he hires a hooker, but he makes that joke. I thought you were, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was just doing great.
Well, I was talking to her, and I remember her, and she was, it was that situation, although I didn't know she was a hooker in the dream, and, this is a dream I probably won't tell my wife about. And she tells me she's a hooker, and I basically thought, oh, damn, I thought I was doing well. And then it drifts off like all dreams do, and I don't remember.
Did you get to the part where there's a knife in the cheese?
Yeah, it wasn't Arthur. Okay. It was just that line I remembered, basically, about saying, you know.
So did you hire her? Finish the evening?
The dream went, and then I got in a car. You know, dreams, you know, we all have dreams. They're just weird.
You assume you hired her.
I don't know what happened in the rest of the dream.
But, did you actually get?
We assume you hired her.
Right? Did you get to banging? Because a lot of times,
No.
Those kind of dreams, it stops right before the sex.
I've had sex dreams before where, but no, this didn't turn to sex for some reason. We went somewhere else, and I don't remember the rest of the dream. So
no pillow licking.
I'm thinking I woke up without a kidney in a fridge somewhere. I don't know what happened.
I contend.
No, I wasn't licking the pillow like I did that one time.
It's got nothing to do with the melatonin. It's got everything to do with when you wake up.
I remember it was very vivid. Yeah, you're right. I have vivid dreams anyway when I'm not, even when I'm, because I don't, you know, I know you said weed, they say it scientifically suppresses dreams, right? And you and Craig say you never dream, right?
Well, you do dream, but you just don't remember it.
Well, I did wake up in the middle of the night, and that's why I remembered it, that part.
Only time you remember dreams.
But I fell back to sleep. I dreamt about something else. I totally forget about that.
If you wake up immediately afterwards.
But even then, if you don't write it down, you're going to remember. I'm lucky I remember that part, actually.
Trying to think. I had one last week, and it may have been melatonin-induced.
Yeah.
I
want to ask Dr. Mina. You know, Dr. Mina, you'll hear this on the replay, wherever you listen.
I think she's calling on Thursday.
Okay, I want to know about that. Does melatonin make you have vivid dreams because it's, I mean, I like it. I don't mind vivid dreams as long as you're not horrific.
Yeah, because I had a nap dream last week.
Yeah.
Vivid nap dream last week, and I woke up immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason I remember it. That and I don't,
yeah, I did wake up kind of in this one, too.
Yeah, I don't smoke any dope before I take a nap.
Okay.
Usually.
Which is which is 11 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
got it. Usually I don't. I'm not going to say I never smoke dope before I take a nap.
No, you're right.
Usually I do not.
Hey, it's pandemic time.
But
what
I think
are you gonna do? You should.
That's got everything to do with dream memory is when you wake up.
Probably. Yeah, of course it does. But even then, you fall back to sleep, sometimes you forget about what you're supposed to remember.
Because you dream during that rapid eye movement, the REM phase of your sleep. And if you wake up right afterwards, then you might have some recollection of it.
That was really vivid. I remember that.
Otherwise, it just gets
buried. She was a hooker. I thought I was doing well with her, too. Damn it. I don't know what that was about. No, that's
we assume you hired her.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I just charmed her and she gave me a freebie. That's what
I
was thinking.
No,
that's probably what happened.
No, that's not what
happened.
That's the way dreams work.
Yeah.
I suppose.
You charm the hooker.
Yeah, if we're in dreamland, sure.
Into a freebie.
Yeah. I think it was a pretty woman situation and she fell in love and whatever. And I was married. It was a whole bit. I just wrote the rest of the dream in my head there. Don Shula passed away a couple yesterday, actually, and Craig never got to the names, but he's got a bunch of names coming up here.
Busy on another Deadpool name. I think we got through those, and then we'll get to Don Shula.
All right, hopefully LD did that for him, and he'll be here. Dan Cummins will be on the phone with us, right?
New stand-up special available on streaming.
All right, new stuff?
Yeah.
Cool, all right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And, of course, our stand-up comedian, he's taking a voluntary separation from stand-up. That's what we're going to call it now, because I'm reading an article about United Airlines, and they're asking employees to think about taking a voluntary separation. That means quitting. Man, corporate speak is crazy, isn't it? I read the article. Yeah. It basically means discuss this with your family. I know it's tough times, but maybe they'll give you a buyout. Well,
they usually give you a buyout.
But
of
even
some
then,
sort of
that okay. that's early retirement. I'm not sure what this buyout is. It might be just, here's 2 weeks and don't let
that
the
sounds
in
to me
ass,
like, why don't you just quit so we don't have to contribute 50% to your unemployment?
Well, exactly.
But generally, the trade off is they'll give you a lump sum up front.
Yeah, but
they're not just asking people to quit. Yeah. I mean, they're saying, here, we'll give you this if you quit.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read
that. That's what
thing.
It sounds like is they're asking people to quit.
But generally, there is a trade-off.
We know somebody that works for that airline. If they're listening, they can actually email us and tell us what that's about. And just we'll keep that quiet where you work for. Yeah. What are they going to take with all that bailout money, though? The bailout money will just, they'll buy back stock like they always do.
Oh, that's coming. The bailout money's coming.
And they'll buy back stock and then just get richer and nobody will care. Right. Anybody go out last night? We live in Omaha, Nebraska, where the show's based, and most of you know that. Some of you might not. And they opened up some restaurants last night. Not all of them, some. More power to you. I'm not going to a restaurant anytime soon, mainly because I like saving money right now because of voluntary separations everywhere. I didn't go. It was a Monday, though, too, for that matter.
And tonight is, I suppose you don't have to do the Takeout Tuesday.
Well, you still should, because a lot of restaurants aren't opening. They're still just going to do takeout.
And it is Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it is Taco Tuesday.
And it is Cinco de Mayo today.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco today?
Yep, Cinco today, exactly.
Cinco today.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. It is May the 5th, isn't it? And don't bring up that stupid May the...
Revenge of the 5th.
May the Syphilis or something they call it.
Revenge
May
of the 5th.
May the Sif. I don't care about that. It's Cinco de Mayo for Hispanic friends, or Mexican friends, I should say. And the white people that take advantage of that and drink a lot of, you know, and black people drink a lot of tequila and eat a lot of tacos. We all love that.
Any excuse to do that.
Yeah, you can still open up. I saw they did a story of a local restaurant that it was more of a diner situation, more of like a breakfast and lunch thing. And this was interesting. I never thought about this. The guy said he took a one big room and he put a bunch of excess chairs and tables in there they can't use. So it isn't like there's going to be chairs there that are just empty. He just had the tables in the dining room, only a certain amount of tables, and they're all separate. And you can't sit more than six people, blah, blah, blah. You're coming in with four people.
Okay, so they've rearranged the furniture entirely.
This guy did.
Yeah.
And he's only open in the morning till like 2, but he said since he closed down, he doesn't have the money, the advance money to buy food for the rest of the day. So he can't stay open.
Oh.
Because, yeah, that makes sense. It wasn't a chain, by the way.
I never thought of that.
Locally owned place, yeah.
You got the,
I never thought of that, too.
The low cash flow.
Right, right. And he asked a lot of his employees, like 70 people. Some of the employees weren't comfortable coming back. He had no problem with that. But, yeah, of course, he probably didn't have a lot of slots for him anywhere at this point. But, yeah, I don't, you know. And I saw a buddy of mine, a guy I know, posted a picture of a big 40-ounce draft. And it wasn't LD. And he was at a bar I know of in this town. Actually, a bar slash a sports bar, but it's a... So, I guess people are trying to do it, you know?
I don't know a lot of people.
Be safe.
I know they're out there. Yeah. I see them on my social media, but I don't know a lot of people personally who are just itching to get out.
No, me neither. Me neither. Not my inner circle, no, which whatever that is, includes you guys, basically, and a couple other people. No, I don't really see that either. But I get a, you know, my sister-in-law sells to restaurants. I mean, that's her job, so you'll probably find out what that's like. Who's buying those things, you know? Who's buying the supplies to stock back up? I don't know.
I talked with my friends, and we didn't do a Zoom chat.
Okay.
But it was a speakerphone chat.
Got it.
With my buddy in Denver and his wife.
Are they reopening
a
little bit
there?
Me and
Christy. Yep. It doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
And if they are, they're really not participating. They're staying hunkered down.
Yeah.
But Denver has this thing now. I mean, you remember in Italy where they would go out on the balconies and clap or whatever.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yodel or something.
Now it's just puff, puff, pass on the balcony.
Every night at 7 or 8 o'clock.
Everybody takes a hit.
Apparently in Denver, last month or a couple months before that, there was a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And people went out and
howled.
Started howling.
Really?
And apparently that is a thing in Denver now. At 8 p.m. Mountain Time, local time. People go out and howl.
I can see 8 o'clock here in Omaha. I'd do it at eight. I'm still not sleeping.
And
yet,
my buddy took the phone outside, and
you could hear it, really?
Neighbors howling. You know, they're in a middle class neighborhood. You know, near downtown Denver. And so,
I love that.
I was curious if Wichita, Omaha, Lincoln had any sort of nighttime ritual
or anywhere. I don't know. Kansas is starting to open up a few things too. I read, but today they're doing it in stages, and who knows? Too many people are dying. It's just crazy. It's depressing. But hey, we're here. It's 2 for Tuesday, right? Later on.
It is Tuesday.
Somewhere, by the way. Taco Tuesday. It's also
when I woke
Cinco
up this morning,
de Mayo.
I was hoping it was one of those days where we could sleep in. For a minute there, I thought, is this one of those days that we could sleep in?
Apparently, it's not. We worked one day.
Right.
But again, I did that yesterday, Todd.
Who can keep track of anything?
Nobody can.
But yours makes more sense because, you know, you should be
able to sleep in
three consecutive days.
Right, right.
And we ought to think about that in the future.
All right. Deadpool list.
I found myself doing that more often, waking up in the morning and taking a few seconds to go, wait, what day?
What day is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Do I really have to get up?
I do.
Oh, I do.
I totally do that.
Yeah, when I went to bed last night, I had to remind myself that, it's Monday.
It's Groundhog Day. Craig Evans, he'll pick you up and make you feel good. He's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.